Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Dedor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to third. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Boley scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Dedower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dedower hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Dedower reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Dedower moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Dedower scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley strikes out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Detower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jameson moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Earnshaw reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Boley moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Detower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Detower moves to third. It's 9-7, Indians. Hank McDonald now pitching. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 10-9, Athletics. Pete Appleton now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is called out on strikes. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Detower fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Detower fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Hodapp moves to third. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Detower hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp scores. 1 out. It's Athletics, 10, Indians, 10. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Porter now playing right field. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 11-10, Athletics. Clint Brown now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 12-10, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a line drive towards first. Morgan catches it and steps on first to double up Dykes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dettower fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-5 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-10, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Detour takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Clint Brown. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Detour moves to second. Lefty Grove now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boley. Detour moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.